Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1615. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe. The Refu Shalema Malka Yuta Bas Shendel Shtak Av Refu Shalema Basich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa, and we are of course in the middle of the halachas of Chasarin Kis Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. I'm sorry, and we are talking about a cell phone. We spoke a little bit about it, but since it's something which comes up all the time, everybody, Kamat, on the planet today has some sort of a cell phone in general. I shouldn't say everybody. I've come across people who don't, but be it as it may, let's not get off the subject. But so a regular cell phone. So the Maisa we spoke about and we're working right now out of the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos by Rav Malka from Eretz Yisrael, and in the Muksa section, so he brings down as far as a cell phone, and we explained last time that the all important part of Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis is totally in the das of the owner of the item, right? And that came from the Magen Avraham and others, Machzis HaShekel, Prima Gadim, Mishbur, Bir Alach, so on, Kaf Chaim. Okay, that's what he brings it down. Lemaise, so now, and that's the Kula or Lechumra. In other words, on the lenient side or on the other side, the Machmir side. In other words, the das of the person will decide if this, the intention of the person will decide whether this cell phone or anything is Chasarin Kis or not. Now I want to explain one thing. Let's say like a cell phone, the intention of the person only decides if it's Chasarin Kis, right? If it falls under the category. But the fact that it's Klisha Malach de la Isser, that it's still Muksa, that the cell phone is still Muksa as far as Klisha Malach de la Isser, right? Which we'll talk about what that's all about. That has nothing to do with intention, right? The category of Muksa of Klisha Malach de la Isser, whereby you could move it for gufa or makayma if you need a place or you need the thing itself to do something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, does not go with intention. It's only by chasarin kis, that category that goes with intention, right? So those are two different categories of muksa. Chasarin kis, it depends on the intention of the owner of the item, and klisha malach de la isser, right? For example, like a fan. Right, you have a fan we spoke about last time that has nothing to do with the intention of the owner. The fan is under the category of klisha malach de la isser. If the owner is very machmed, yeah, could be chasarin kis, but usually a fan is not that type of thing. But be it as it may, it's still klisha malach de la isser. So the cell phone is klisha malach de la isser, whatever the owner has in mind or not, that's for sure. The question is, do we look at it as chasarin kis also? That's what I want to. In other words, we don't say, well, the owner is not machmed, the owner couldn't care less about the cell phone. So it's not muksa at all. No, that's not the case. There is still muksa, but the question is what level and what category of muksa do we stick it into, right? We have all the different categories of muksa. We have chasarin kis, we have klisha malach de la isser, we have klisha malach de la heta, we have machmas gufay, right? So we want to see what category, there are other categories also, and we want to see what category do we put it into. Okay, so just real quickly to review. So we said the bottom line is a person could have a cell phone. Some people are very particular on their cell phone, that it shouldn't be moved. Nobody should play with it and so on. Nothing should happen to it. So that will be chasarin kis for that person and for everybody else. Like we said, I said, for example, last time, my cell phone, I'm very particular. So for everybody else, it would also be chasarin kis. And then there's a type of person who, whatever, they couldn't care less. The kids play with it. They take pictures. They take whatever. You see a lot of times kids playing with the parents' cell phone. So then that would not be chasarin kis. And that would be klisha malach de la isser, even for, let's say, I myself, even though I am particular on my own cell phone. But the other guy's cell phone, it would not be chasarin kis for me because his cell phone, his intention is not chasarin kis. Okay, so that's how he brings it down over here, like we said, kuf pei dalid, ein muksa machmas chasarin kis, ela klisha malach de la isser, but it would still be klisha malach de la isser. And therefore, we said, in that case, if it's the other person's cell phone, right, where they're not machmed, so then everybody can move it if they need the place for gufa. But if it's my cell phone, chasarin kis, my cell phone where I'm makbid, so then nobody can move it if they need the place, unless it's begufa with their elbows, which we'll talk about how that works. Okay, so that's how he brings it down. Umuta afla chayrim, I just wanted to review this, such an important point with cell phones, which come up all the time. Umuta afla chayrim, letaltel letzerch gufa, imakaymai, just like we said. So, okay, so he brings an interesting example. Again, on page Kuf Pei Dalid. So let's say it's Kli Shem Alach De La Isser, right? Let's say the person is not makbid. In general, let's say that person who's not makbid on the cell phone and they use it as an alarm clock, right? Some people use their cell phone as an alarm. They set it before Shabbos, whatever. It goes off for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then it turns off automatically, whatever the case is. Now, let's say it goes off, and he brings down in the Ha'arun Nam Samach Aleph that it's disturbing, whatever. It goes off and it's disturbing, or the person's getting up and their wife is still sleeping, so mamash, they got to get it out of the room real quick. You know, so it's disturbing with the ringing, with the till it goes off. It could be 10 minutes, right? That's how it was set up from before Shabbos or whatever the case is. So now the person wants to move it to Lamokam Acher, to another place. So this would be a very good case. We said before if it's on the person's chair, but this case comes up a lot. A lot of times people set their cell phone as far as ringing. I know somebody a long time ago asked me this question, that I think their son has a cell phone, and the question is, it's under their pillow or something like that, and then it goes off, but they want to just move it quickly to the other room because it becomes disturbing, or they forgot it there, something along those lines. Now the question is, and it's Shabbos, they want to still sleep a little later, whatever the case might be, so now could they move it to the other room, right, to get it? You can't turn it off, right? Well, let's get one thing straight. You're not allowed to turn it off. You can't turn off the cell phone, but you want to just move it away, put it into a different place. So then that's the question over here, Lamaisa. How do we look at it? If it's chasar in kis, if the person is particular on this phone, right? So then I can't move it. I would have to use my elbows, let's say, right? But if a person's not particular, let's say that person who, whatever, their kids play with it, they couldn't care less, they have another three different cell phones. This cell phone, they're not particular at all. They just use it as an alarm clock, right? They just use this phone as an alarm clock. So the bechlal, not particular at all. So then it's only klishe malach de la iser. So then, yeah, they can move it with their hands because they need the place. They need it out of the room. So that's what he brings down, an interesting case, depending on how you look at it. And a different person also. If I have my friend's cell phone, so I have to know how does my friend, and I'm using my friend's cell phone as an alarm clock, how does my friend look at his cell phone? If my friend is very particular on his cell phone, then it's chasar and kis for me also. I have to use my, I would not be able to move it with my hands if it's disturbing me, right? But with my elbows, I could use it, whatever, to move it. But if my friend is b'chlal not particular on this cell phone, on his cell phone, even though I am particular on my cell phone, but the phone I'm using now as the alarm clock that I set before Shabbos is my friend's cell phone, and he's not particular. So even though I am particular on my cell phone, so for his cell phone, it's for me, kli shem alach de la'isser, and I would be allowed to move it. So it's a little bit complicated, but that's basically the bottom line, how to work it. And that's Taka how he ends off in Eis Yud Aleph, the second paragraph. Af Sha'al Shalahem Makpidim, right? So you're right. So that's the Lamaisa. That's what he says. Af Sha'al Shalahem Makpidim. Even though there, again, the general term. We're not talking about now exactly again the cell phone, but the general term. Sha'al Shalahem Makpidim. They're Makpid V'chein Lehepech, or the other way. The Im Einay Makpid V'Acherim Makpidim, and the other ones are Makpid. You can't move the cell phone from them. In other words, if they're makbid, the other way also, right? If I am my cell phone, I couldn't care less. It's a shmata cell phone, as they say, but I'm using the other guy's cell phone who is makbid. So for me, it would be chasar and kis again, because even though I am not makbid on my cell phone, but that guy is makbid, that's what he's saying. Af sha'al shalahem makbidim. They are makbid, right? So for me, that would be chasar and kis also, just like for him, the other way also. If a person is not makbid, and others are makbid, like the case I spoke about, I'm makbid, the other guy is not makbid, is also l'taltalai, I can't move their cell phone, right? So again, depending on, in other words, I'm not makbid, and I said it the other way, and the other ones are makbid, so then for me it will be again chaser and kis. So, or the other way, like we said, I don't want to take too much time, but we all understand the point. Lamai said that's the bottom line. So we have to know how do we look at each item, but that was an interesting case today in reference to the alarm clock, which does come up every so often. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.